This is Tom King, and today we're talking a little hockey, college hockey, coming to Marathon Park this coming weekend, and we'll talk about that in a moment. And we're joined by St. Norbert hockey coach Tim Coughlin, who is going to be coaching one of the teams that will be here on Saturday night. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us. That's, we're looking forward to the trip, and certainly a worthy event.
Let's talk about your season so far. Congratulations, a great start, including a win over the defending champion Eau Claire Blue Golds the other night. Tell us how it's been going so far.
Yeah, it's been good. We fell what we felt was a little bit short last year. We played Eau Claire down the stretch and got beat at home in an NCAA game, and then of course they went on and won the national championship, and we kind of felt like that should have been our trip. So all things considered, I think we got to return a whole bunch of guys who have won a lot of hockey games together, and they understand what it takes to compete at this time of the year. So I think it's been a good start. Beating Eau Claire the other night was good. We obviously play them again Wednesday before we're in to see you guys on Saturday.
Now, you took you had a lot of success in your playing career at UW-Stevens Point, played on a national title team back in 1989. So I would imagine you were able to take some of that experience and channel it to these guys that you've had at St. Norbert for the last few years.
Yeah, you know, I've been a very fortunate guy in that I was captain on a national championship team in 89. I was back on staff as an assistant at Stevens Point. We won a national title in 1993. And then we had three national championships here and have played in six title games since I've been the head coach here, having lost a double overtime game, an overtime game, and then got beat in the other one. So, our program has experienced a great deal of success. And that's been important. I think more importantly, we're graduating our guys in 4 years. They are doing it right on and off the ice, and it's success all the way around.
Because let's face it, for the most part, players at the Division III level aren't going to play in the NHL.
That's 100% correct. We had a boy graduate not that long ago. Well, that's been about 10 years now, who did go on and play in the Olympics for his home country of Latvia, scored a goal against Team Sweden in the Olympics. We've had guys up as high as the American Hockey League, but we've not had anybody personally go to the National Hockey League. And again, in reality, what you're trying to do is have the highest possible hockey experience you can and couple that with the best academic experience you can. And that's where I think St. Norbert really comes in.
And you get players from all over the world. I was looking at your roster. You've got players from Sweden, Slovakia, from Alaska, the Yukon Territory, as well as right down the street from Green Bay. Tell us how players from Europe and the far reaches of the Yukon Territory discover St. Norbert and Into Pier.
Well, recruiting for us is obviously a 12-month process, and we're out and about a lot. We see all of our players personally. Nothing is done on video. Nothing is done with scout services or anything like that. We're very first-hand in-the-house kind of recruiting staff. So we'll see 600 to 800 players play, and we recruit primarily just junior hockey players. There's all the players on my roster have played at least a season or two of USHL, North American League, BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan. So we really we go after five primary leagues, and those leagues are put in place exclusively for recruiting for colleges. So here in town, we've got the Green Bay Gamblers. They're a member of the USHL. If you look at their roster today, they probably have 18 kids going on scholarship next year at the D1 level. But there may be one or two of those kids who don't go, and that's where we come in and offer them the next best opportunity.
The major difference in your mind between D3 hockey and the big boys?
Well, the major difference is on paper is the scholarship money, athletic scholarship money versus financial aid and academic money. But remember, there are only 58 Division I programs that play ice hockey and 72 Division III. There is no 1AA. There is no Division II. So it's a very small pool of schools that actually play. So that allows us, if you think about the amount of junior hockey players that are out there, like as an example, there's more junior hockey players in the province of Ontario than in all of the United States combined. So when you start talking about Sweden and Slovakia, the United States League, the North American League, the talent pool is very, very vast. And our job is to figure out who the best prospects for St. Norbert would be.
What do you think the strengths of this year's team are?
Well, the strength right now, we're David Jacobson, Janesville boy, is back in the pipes, and he won a national championship when he was a freshman. Had a very, very good year last year. He's back as a junior. The D-core for us is strong. I think we returned our top four, and then we've added to that to that mix. So just looking at our goals against average, the quality of shots that we give up, where we really have had a step off so far is offensively. We did graduate 2 20 goal scorers from last year's roster with Cody Kiefer and Kyle Stroh. So, you know, it's sort of right now it's scoring by committee.
We can talk a little bit about this game coming up on Saturday night. You're going to be taking on St. Scholastica at Marathon Park in Wausau. It's a fundraiser for the Marathon County Youth Hockey Association and getting some repairs and some improvements done to the Marathon Park ice arenas. And I guess talk about how this game came about.
Well, Coach Wick at the College of St. Scholastica and I go back 22 years together. We've known each other as assistants on the road. We used to, you know, travel together at times, and he's the head coach up at the College of St. Scholastica. We both had one game to give. It was a non-conference game, and we just said, hey, why don't we do something, why don't we do something good for youth hockey? And frankly, the Bradford family, Don Bradford and his children and family, has been integral in the Wausau area in the hockey for Wisconsin for many, many years. The idea was, let's go play a game at Wausau. They can provide the facility for us to play in. They're looking to do some upgrades. Both of his boys played here at St. Norbert. Andy, who's a principal now over here at Foxview Middle School in De Pere, and then his other son, Chris, they both played at St. Norbert. So we had ties from a long time back, it just was like, you know, a pretty easy trip for the College of St. Scholastica to make the trip down and for us to make the drive over. So it made a lot of sense just to move the game to Wausau, use it as a fundraiser for youth hockey for their building campaign, and really to show tribute, in my opinion, to show tribute for the Bradford family in terms of what they've done for Wausau youth hockey and all of the Wisconsin state hockey.
And this isn't going to be an exhibition. This is a number one ranked team against a number 10 ranked team in a league game.
Yeah, it's not a league conference game. It's a non-conference game. So we do play each other twice up in Duluth later. That will count in our conference standing. So this was a non-conference game, and we have not talked about this yet, but you're going to see a very high level of hockey. There's no doubt about it. College of St. Scholastica has given us troubles for the last handful of years. They're a very competitive group. I think they've been in 2 of the last 5 NCAA tournaments. We've obviously had our share of success, too.
Well, I'm sure the hockey fans in central Wisconsin are going to love seeing the game played here on Saturday night. And once again, tickets are $5, only available at the door. And if you donate a non-perishable food item, you'll receive $1 off the ticket price. And any youth hockey player wearing his or her game jersey will receive free admission to the game as well. It's coming up on Saturday night at Marathon Park. Game time is at 6 o'clock. And, Tim, I want to thank you for joining us here and giving us some information. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks so much. We appreciate that. And hopefully the folks in Wausau and central Wisconsin area come out and support a good cause. The building needs some upgrades, and a little bit extra cash will help.
That's Tim Coughlin, coach at St. Norbert, and the game coming up this Saturday night.